This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Seven after the hour, the Framingham Flash is here. Yes, I'm also known as Flash Stephan, along with the other DJV personalities, Jennifer Horn, Jumpin' Jennifer. She's known far and wide, especially in Framingham, as Jumpin' Jennifer. Mm-hmm. And then there's Valuable Victoria. Valuable Victoria, who wasn't here yesterday because she had a little bit of snow. Aw, too bad. Just a little bit of snow. So, but what makes it difficult is, and Kara, who's in Washington, had the same experience. More so, we had a lot of snow in Framingham yesterday, thus the attention from the news media. When I say we, I say them, because I didn't get any snow where I was. Jennifer, did you get any snow yesterday where you were?
Not a bit.
No, I didn't get any either.
I had ice in my water.
You did? Yeah. I had ice in my grape juice, and I had ice cream last night. Ooh. That's even better. Okay, so the National Weather Service says 5-6 inches of slush is what they got in New York City. But that wetness is what happened here in my studio, what was it, a month ago? When do we have all that rain? It was about a month ago, and we were getting challenges, right, Kara? Or was it even more recently than that? All the rain got in. The wires are underground here. And I think they are over in your neighborhood, too, are they not, Jennifer?
I think they are in New York.
In New York, they're all underground, yeah.
Is it weird that I don't know?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah.
That's okay. Most communities now they've required that the utilities put all of their wires underground, especially when they're really new. But New York, how could you have telephone poles going down Fifth Avenue? I don't think so. So it's been underground for a long time. That is good and bad. You're not subject to the vagaries of the wind and that sort of heavy snow, which would put branches on top of wires, and the wires then would break, and you'd lose your power. What it does do, however, is allow what's underground to succumb to heavy water damage, because the water invariably is going to get into those lines and is going to affect my broadcast here, because we use lines that are underground. And where you are, Victoria, underground, and whether Jennifer's are underground or not, I'm not sure, but you get the point. It'll create a situation that makes it difficult to do business. Yesterday, New York was pretty much at a standstill business-wise, although the markets were all open and did fairly well. As a matter of fact, I saw a couple of things. Snap has done very well. Have you noticed that? Have you been following Snap? Snapchat went public about 10 days ago, and the rise has been dramatic and healthy for the people who bought into it, because it seems to be, although we look at it now as not being on the cutting edge of anything, right? But it takes a while for companies like this to grow and to get out into the public. But really, isn't that old technology, Snapchat? How long has that been around? 4 or 5 years? More?
I don't think it's even been 5 years. It's relatively new.
Okay. Yeah, I'm trying to think of when it got big. It did get big halfway through college, but that would have been, might be 4 years, because that would have been 2013, 2012, something like that.
Well, the market likes to have things that are secure. And usually if you're going for an independent, for an initial public offering, you have to have some track record in order for anybody to pay any attention to you. And that would come. Look at what Facebook did. I think they were in business 11 years before they went public. And the same was true. I don't know. Google, a little bit quicker than that. So anyway, the point is that there have been a lot of people doing very well with stocks, and that's cool. That sort of shows you the strength of optimism, and optimism comes from people feeling secure about business, and business people feel secure about Trump, and they like the fact that he paid 31% in his taxes. Jennifer, you've ever seen anything so ridiculous? I'm looking at this. Oh, now the big Rachel Maddow, who is one of the smartest people doing that kind of television, had what she thought was a gotcha, and I suppose it was in a sense, got a hold of Trump's 1040 return from 2005.
The rumor is he might have sent them in himself.
Well, that's okay. Good for him.
Can you imagine?
Yeah. Well, but what it does is shows that he paid more taxes than anybody else. And since the percentages, NBC, the parent company Comcast, paid 24% of its income in taxes. Mr. Obama last year paid 19% in income taxes on his return. And the Trump tax rate was 31% mm-hmm. from 2005. So, red herring, much ado about nothing.
The way they pumped this up, though, it was so funny. You see it on Twitter. Rachel Maddow was saying, oh, I have the scoop. We finally have the tax returns. And so everybody tunes in to her show.
Yeah,
she actually got shredded. She got shredded on social media, though, because people said, what did we tune in for? I mean, it basically, it showed that he paid his taxes, and he paid it at a very fair rate. Better than, as you mentioned.
I don't think that's fair. There's nothing about 31% that's fair.
Well, according to the system, it's not like he was taking so many exemptions.
No, he wasn't taking advantage.
The only thing, that, and she was focusing in on this, is that he sold a house in Florida to a Russian. And I guess the house he bought for $40 million, and he sold the house for $100 million. And so she thought that that was the evidence that he obviously is tied into the Russians because he doubled his profits.
Right, like there's nobody else in Florida buying property who's Russian any more than there is in New York or where the. Here in Los Angeles.
And it was also 2005. Who would have known at that point that he was going to run and win in 2016?
There are a lot of fingers pointing and arrows pointing to 2000 as a bad business year for Trump. And he borrowed some money from some Russian interests in 2000. And whether this guy's connected to that 5 years later remains to be seen, or whether he's beholden to the Russians because of that. So some would say his enemies, people who don't want him to succeed, people who don't like him, are trying to continually make that thread. I'm going to go on the record here and tell you that I think that this is not going to go anywhere. That's my read on it. It just is much ado about the same old stuff. Let's get him because we don't like him. Whether there's anything else there or not, I'm guessing there isn't. But it's good for conversation. Lots of political talk shows, man. They had a great day yesterday. Yakking about that. And it's very interesting how radio, especially the news talk radio circuit, has done so well, and television as well. And a TV report will tell you the story about Fox News and how they have the best ratings they've ever had in this past couple of months. It's called the Trump effect. So, anyway, meanwhile, back to the weather. Shall I assume, Kara, that the weather is not doing us any favors with Victoria's connection in New York? I'm guessing that may be.
Yeah, it's going up and down.
Not hearing too much from that corner of the world.
Yeah.
All right.
It's. I wouldn't be surprised if stuff is frozen over there because it's about 11 degrees here right now. So I imagine it's about.
Yeah, wouldn't you factor
11? Come on, here, get your bathing suit on. Let's go.
Yeah, let's go. Well, there are people who are doing that. You know, this isn't it. This weekend or next weekend,
the first polar
weekend
dive
of spring,
or whatever,
or the last weekend of winter, where they do the polar club in places like New York. They used to do it in Boston too. I don't know if they still do it. Can you imagine anybody nuts enough to go into water that is 30 degrees or less and actually take a swim in it? Got to be nuts.
Yeah, I know people have done it, but you hop in for about half a second and then you're back out again.
Yeah, good night. The Philadelphia forecaster known as Chris Sowers has an interesting forecast for those who are snowbound. He calls it the wine forecast, Jennifer.
Mm-hmm.
He posted on his, they use a graphic for this, posted to the Twitter profile of this meteorologist. It has been deleted for, I guess, a couple of different reasons. It featured what appeared to be a typical weather map with purple and gray bands depicting snowfall amounts, except the bands were labeled with a number of bottles of wine to purchase, ranging all the way up to 25.
I like it.
So, with the late winter storm that has hit the area all the way from Washington through Philadelphia, New York, and up the coast of New England, the graphic banner read, "How much wine will you buy today?" So it was created by a viewer to the television station, shared with the meteorologist tweeted by his on his weathercast went viral, and he was being interviewed by a magazine. He said, quote, "This is crazy. Just so everybody knows, this was a Photoshop. I didn't actually go on the air with a graphic like this. I can't believe how quickly this thing spread. Hello, sir. Welcome to social media. Welcome to the world." So, but you had, I guess you could use wine in that same way, right? You could use
sure.
wine here for earthquake, rain, whatever.
Earthquake preparedness.
Yeah. I could, in the summertime, you could use beer for heat, right? The beer forecast. Or maybe ears of corn.
That's a good one.
That is a good one. Yeah, thank
I
you
started planting a bit of my garden, and I gave up on the corn. I had corn last year, but I gave up on it. It takes too much water.
Really? You're being environmentally... It's
I think
good
so.
To be environmentally sound, thinking about that sort of thing.
You mean you didn't save up buckets and buckets of water from all the rain you got earlier this year?
I should have. I should have
well,
done that.
See, see that's another whole thing.
Think in advance.
There ought to be... There's just the leadership is so lacking when it comes to that sort of stuff. Common sense. I didn't have a... I usually plant about 70 acres of corn for the cows. I didn't plant one kernel because by the time planting season came around for that, which would have been toward the end of May, it already was dry, and we didn't have another drop of rain from the end of May until mid-September. So you can imagine how that would have... that just would have been a waste. My friend Tommy Hansen, who's got the produce farm, planted about the same amount of sweet corn as I plant cow corn. He got maybe 4 acres out of the 70 he planted. The rest of it was total disaster. And so we keep our fingers crossed that that will not be our story this year. There's plenty of moisture in the ground now, but it will, you know, take a month of good warm days and it'll all be gonzo. It's 18 past the hour on today's DJV Experience.
Remember when a small business needed a landline? Today, landlines are a thing of the past with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. On the road, at the beach, or at home, Grasshopper helps you grow your business. Get all the features of a business phone system and the freedom of a cell phone with our iPhone and Android apps. Features include multiple extensions for your team, calls forwarded to your mobile phones, voicemails transcribed and emailed, and so much more. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
You deserve the wedding dress of your dreams. Right now at David's Bridal, find gorgeous gowns for every style and budget, including select wedding dresses originally $300 to $600 for just $99, and select designer wedding dresses originally $700 to $1,600, now just $499, plus $20 off bridesmaid dresses. So be bold, be flirty, be sweet, but whatever you do, be your own bride, only at David's Bridal. Sale ends March 21st.
Gotta be yourself.
Progressive presents Mindfulness with Flo.
You find yourself lying on a beach, feeling warm sand sink between your toes. You ask a passing seagull how you achieve this bliss. Saving money, the seagull whispers, by bundling your auto and motorcycle insurance. You thank the seagull. He steals your sandwich.
Ascend to a higher plane of insurance. Bundle your policies and save with Progressive. Visit Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Discounts not available.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
Hi, the good news today is that your brain is 10 times more active than you thought it was. The study that's out in the medical journals today suggests your brain may be 10 times more active than you're given credit for. I don't know that this is a great evolutionary leap, but a change in what is known. We all hear that we're, what, 10, 12% of our brains all we use. But apparently the nerve cells in your brain, called neurons, are working faster. And I'm wondering if that has something to do with, not social media, but with all the devices, because our minds work quicker
I think so.
With them. You think that's what it is?
I feel like we've all developed a case of ADD a little bit, right? Where we're all over the place.
All over the place. All right. So, having said that, let's have another commercial.
I gotta go.
21 after the hour.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by, making minimum payments? You should know, the credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people, they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a large portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-314-7417. 800-314-7417. That's 800-314-7417.
Are you looking to become more self-sufficient? Then you need to have your own energy source. The Solark EMP hardened generator is automatic, maintenance-free, and reduces your monthly electric bill. You can also take it off-grid when you go camping. Contact PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875 today. Portable Solar LLC gives you everything you need to start using solar energy in less than 1 hour. Solark EMP hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today.
Every story about David Bowie seems to have this tune as part of the backdrop, and I guess that that's appropriate because this is one of his best-known tunes. A set of commemorative David Bowie stamps launched into space yesterday, fitting tribute to him. He's often referred to as a galactic space rocker. Stamps honoring his most beloved album sent into the stratosphere on helium balloons. 52 sets of the stamps created to honor the first anniversary of his passing at age 69. My God, it's been a year.
Wow.
Unga bunga. Anyway, these were all sent to Jennifer into the stratosphere on special balloons as homage to the film The Man Who Fell to Earth. I don't think they sent them off the ground. I think they sent them up on a plane, and then they ultimately got to 111,876 feet at a speed of 12 miles an hour.
Wow.
And then the balloon burst. Stamps descended at a rate of 200 miles an hour, slowing to 8 miles an hour by the time they reached the ground. So what goes up comes down in this tribute. The fans who correctly guessed where the stamps would land on Earth will have won a limited edition version of this new commemorative album that was released on Tuesday. So there were some pictures taken. You can see them on social media, some of the stamps floating. Came down in the UK. So we're not going to get them here, apparently, right?
Bummer.
If they get into the wind patterns, though, you could land most anywhere.
That'd be pretty cool, wouldn't it?
Yeah, right. So the latest tribute to David Bowie and his stamps. All right, speaking of tributes, a lot of tributes coming in for a fellow that was kind of the Captain Parker for Dolly Parton. Captain Parker was Elvis's manager forever. And Don Warden, who ran Dolly's career, he actually started working with her when she was on the Porter Wagoner show, which was very early in her career. They used to be together, Porter Wagoner and Dolly had some... They made some nice music together, if you know what I mean. So anyway, Dolly said in a statement posted on her website that this guy Warden was like her father, like a brother, like a partner, one of my best friends. She also said, I feel like a piece of my heart's missing today. Certainly a huge piece of my life is gone. Rest in peace, Don. Know for sure that I will always love you. That should be the song that goes with him. Isn't that it? Isn't that the appropriate, I will always love you?
Yep, it's perfect for her.
Yeah, it is. Warden was a self-taught steel guitar player who was a founding member of the Porter Wagoner Trio and was in the Grand Ole Opry, joined it back in 1957. And when she left the show in 1974, Warden remained her manager until he died. So, what, 50 years? And, but you don't stay with somebody that long if they don't trust you, especially somebody who's as successful as Parton is.
She is still.
You know, sometimes you wonder about the behind the scenes with some of these people, who it is that really makes them, and it isn't just in acting or in music, but in business in general. You know, they're, for example, a lot of the success your father enjoys, Jennifer, is because of you in the background. And I certainly would say you're not in the background here. You contribute a great deal to the success of this program. And so does Victoria and Kara. You don't do it by yourself. So Dolly would be as humble as she's the first person to tell you that she has not made it. I mean, you got to have the talent, and she's a character. But how do you manage all that stuff?
Right.
That's where the guys.
No one does it by themselves. That's for sure.
Nope.
Even the people that think they like to pretend that they do, they don't do it by themselves.
28 past the hour on the DJV Experience.
Take off unnecessary armor. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. It's natural to protect ourselves. The world is scary and there are real threats out there. But we also spend an awful lot of time protecting our egos. And listen, our egos are fine and dandy and help us have a sense of identity, but they also inhibit us from continually learning because we seem to want to defend what we already know more than we want to open ourselves up to what we might yet still learn. We cling to and defend our beliefs and even become defensive when others see things differently. We dress ourselves up in unnecessary armor so that we don't have to acknowledge that our way of thinking might not encompass the entirety of truth. So what can you do if you find that you are more defensive than open to learning? Well, you can take off that unnecessary armor. After all, you won't be physically harmed by expanding your perspective. For more on life, listen to Tackling Life, my new podcast with NFL legend Ray Lewis.
As a small business owner, you make every dollar count. So what could you do with $10? Go to Vistaprint.com today and you'll get 500 high-quality custom business cards for only $9.99. That's less than 2 cents per card. And at Vistaprint, your satisfaction is absolutely guaranteed. So it's never been easier to turn 500 strangers into connections. Just visit Vistaprint.com and use promo code 5656 at checkout. That's Vistaprint.com, promo code 5656.
I'm Jane Applegate, small business expert, with another tip for growing your business, brought to you by Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Business owners are always on the run, but staying connected and organized is really essential to your success. A way to do both? Set up multiple extensions for callers to choose from and have your calls forwarded. This way you'll never miss a call, and you can prioritize based on the extension selected. Take the important calls now and get back to the rest later. Keep listening for more.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots and, like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Have you ever wanted a shortcut to getting the underground secrets to making money online and seriously grow your business? Whether it's a new business, a part-time income, or an existing business, you have this incredible limited offer to get a copy of this Amazon best-selling book on .com success for free. Uncover the success factors to make your business ignite. Go to secretsignite.com. That's secretsignite.com. Get your free copy now. Go to secretsignite.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Gods and goddesses unite on the DJB experience. A wonderful day today, as usual. Today's the 15th of March. So wait a minute. We missed something yesterday, and I'm really upset with the girls because they kept this from me yesterday.
Oh, gosh.
Victoria. Well, actually, Victoria wasn't here, so Jennifer was here, and Kara was here. And we did not acknowledge it was International Pie Day.
Oh, I thought we said that, no?
Did we say it was Pie Day yesterday?
Okay,
we didn't talk about pies, though. We didn't make any pies.
I knew it was Pie Day, please.
It's Pie Day. And today is not only the Ides of March, but it's also International Kosher Banana Day.
And it's our anniversary.
It is. Happy anniversary to us yet today. 11 years you've been on this program.
Yeah, and who would have thought it all would have started so well with the Ides of March as it was looping.
Who's sticking a knife in my back? Episode
I haven't
24.
Yet. I think it's pretty clear.
I know. Yeah, it is very clear. There are a couple of shocking things to discuss today. One of them, a law that allows minor girls to marry adult men.
Oh.
This is a little-known law in New York. Allows children as young as 14 to marry with, both parental and judicial consent have to be gained. But the disturbing part of this is that you can't legally divorce in New York until you're 18. So you could marry somebody at 14, be stuck with them until you're 18.
That's weird.
It is. I'm not sure anybody really knows this. New York Times carrying the story today. I think they're going to be shocked, says the governor, when they hear about this. Duh. Really?
So
it was interesting to hear some of those weird laws that are on the books.
Not only that, but the numbers that go with this, Jennifer. 3,900 minors have been wed in New York in the past 10 years.
Wow.
Most of those marriages arranged by parents according to religious traditions and cultural traditions. There's a group called Unchained at Last. Sounds like a Martin Luther King speech, doesn't it? At last, they're unchained. Overwhelming majority of children married in the U.S. are girls married to adult men by arrangement only. New York's not the only state to allow minors to wed. Matter of fact, if you look at the books, most states allow you to marry if you're 16 or 17. But that may be changing as well. So the governor of New York has introduced legislation that would outlaw child marriage. Sounds like a good first step.
Yeah.
He proposes increasing the minimum age to 17. Children under 18 would require a judge's approval. So, as you can imagine, the ladies in NOW have weighed in on this. They're the ones actually who started it. They found the research and brought about the real issue here is pregnancy. And, you get involved in, we've got all these discussions about this. There was some on Facebook yesterday about that guy who was from, what's the school? In the rape guy who got 3 months, he's getting out of jail today. What school?
Oh, Stanford, wasn't it?
There was it Stanford. Yeah.
You mean the kid?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway,
Do you think that this is a this provides a hard quandary for people because there's so many people.
Which one are you talking about? The forced marriages or
The forced marriage. I mean, this is what I get at. So the same group of people who would want to be involved or protect women or girls from this are probably the same group of people who say live and let live. And it's not like these are 12-year-olds who are being put into like slave positions. This is someone's culture. This is what they believe for their religion or from wherever they're from in the world. This is what they believe is the appropriate action. So what do? Do we impose our Western culture on them? I mean, I think we do, but I would imagine that the people who would be fighting most, hard
is it the Western,
and
Western white culture.
Yeah, I mean, I think that if you're here, you follow by the laws of our system, and they are, obviously, these laws are on the books, but you follow by the cultural rules as well, the cultural norms, and I don't know, do people want to take them on for following what's normal in their countries?
What's normal in their heritage, their history.
In their heritage, yeah.
Yeah, what has been. Well, it just doesn't feel right, though, does it? Doesn't feel right in America at this point in time. It just doesn't feel right.
Maybe it sounds arrogant, but I think if you're living in this country, you abide by not just the laws on the book, but the cultural norms of society. I think that's just what you would do. If I would go to another country or go to another culture, I would try to do the same thing. So, I don't know.
Well, there are a lot of those cultural things. It brings me around to something that also was shocking. My sister, as a former history teacher, is our family's historian. And as such, now that she's retired from teaching, she has time on her hands and has been looking into the history of our family. Do you remember the story we were talking about, your being here 11 years? I think it was 2 or 3, maybe 4 years ago, I told the story about the first case Abraham Lincoln ever tried. Do you remember that story?
I do remember that, yes.
All right. So there's new information that has come out about this story, and I'm just going to lay it on you because it has come at a time when I've started to become more aware of how really prejudiced and messed up not just white people in our country are and in general the business of races and the conflict of races, but how the history of white human beings has been pretty negative. You go back over the history of the conquerors, starting with Alexander the Great, you go to the Roman Empire, you look around and see what the Brits did and the Dutch did and the French did and what we've done to carve up the world, the whites carving up the world of blacks. And it's pretty uncomfortable, actually. And I'm not here to point fingers, but I've seen these movies, The 13th, and then I'm Not Your Negro. And maybe that's brought me around to looking at this a different way. But what I find most interesting, but my sister has done more work on this case. So let me just quickly tell you in a few minutes what happened in the first discussion we had on the air 3 or 4 years ago of Abraham Lincoln's first trial. Abraham Lincoln was in 1851 admitted to the bar. In the first 3 or 4 years, he practiced real estate law, family law, that kind of stuff. And early in 1855, he was presented with a case of a William Dungey, D-U-N-G-E-Y, versus a fellow named John Semple. Happens Mr. Dungey married Mr. Semple's sister. Mr. Semple's sister was white. Mr. Dungey was quite dark. And so it became, and the issue wasn't, the trial wasn't on whether he ought to have married this guy who was dark-skinned, should have married this white woman, but the fellow Mr. Semple referred to Mr. Dungey as a Negro, because it was illegal for Negroes to have any status in society in 1855. Remember, the Civil War hasn't taken place yet, so all black people are supposed to be owned by white people. That's the law. Shocking as it is when you reflect back on it, and that's what caused the Civil War. The idea that humans own other human beings. So Dungey wasn't owned by anybody. But the brother-in-law thought he should have been because he didn't like a dark-skinned guy marrying his light-skinned sister. So there, the trial begins. All kinds of work is done. Abraham Lincoln gets on his horse and goes to some place in, I think it was Tennessee, where Dungey came from, and deposed the family and people living there, where'd you come from, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Bottom line is, in the case that Abraham Lincoln tried, he won for Mr. Dungey. Mr. Dungey was not a Negro. He was a dark-skinned Portuguese who had come over here of his own free will with his family, not like most other dark-skinned human beings who came to this country against their will. The thing that we kind of forget conveniently, although I think there's too much of this reparation stuff and too much blame at the moment going toward those who are here now versus those who were perhaps our ancestors who had been more responsible for the horrible state of slavery in our country. But the fact that this guy was dark-skinned and assumed to be a Negro, and the suit which was brought about by Dungey's wife's brother, the court not only awarded Dungey $400 in reparation, Mr. Semple, or whatever his name is, had to pay the court costs and Abraham Lincoln's fee of $25.
Can you imagine?
See? But the bottom line to this story is that my sister, in researching the family tree, has found out more about this because Mr. Dungey, D-I-N-G-E-Y, was my grandmother on my mother's side's grandfather. My grandmother's maiden name was Dungey, D-I-N-G-E-Y. Her grandfather was said William Dungey, the not-so-Negro. He was called Black Bill by his brother, and that was them
so
with
fighting
words.
So you've got some Portuguese in you.
So I am 1/8 Portuguese, as it turns out. And I look at my skin. Too much dark pigmentation in the summertime. I get some dark skin. That's about it. So there are... The point that I'm making in part here is if we were really, 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 all of us, to be seriously concerned about our ancestry, I'm betting, you know, we talk about mulattoes today and mixed-race marriages and how common they are and how people, especially the Jewish faith, but others as well, Indians, they want to keep their... A lot of people are upset because there's so much interracial, inter-ethnic marriage because they want to keep the bloodlines pure. For what reason, God only knows. Because under the circumstances, hello, if you check your blood and put it through the genome mix, which has been done now for the last, 19 years, you will find not 1 ounce of difference in your blood, if you're black, my blood, being mostly white, Jennifer's blood, Kara's blood, anybody who's Japanese, anybody who's... It didn't make any difference. All of our blood's the same. The only thing that is different is the color of our skin. So why are we...
Pigments.
Yeah. What is there about that that gets people so worked up? I don't get it. And after seeing these movies the last couple of weeks, I sure don't get it. You're going to kill somebody because his skin color is different than yours? You're going to hate somebody because their religion is different than yours? What's the matter with you? What is your problem that you can be that angry about someone who's a bit different than you are? And that's the condition that we find ourselves in today. Look at the history of whites, Nazism, and the conquering British. And, you know, there's been a lot of good done in the name of white men, the history of white men. Been a lot of good done by, in the history of black men and other people who, I don't get it. And I less get it more and more when I see the history of some of these things. And I look at my own history and see what would he be? My great-great-grandfather, great-great-great, what would he be? My grandmother's grandfather would be my great-great...
Great-great-great-great-grandfather. Well, no, because it would be two great-greats above your grandmother, right?
Yeah, my grandmother was born in 1900, so this guy was born in 1834, I think. So would that be right to great...
It would be two-greats, so it would be great-great.
Yeah. Right. Anyway, I just thought that was an interesting...
Once removed, twice around the corner.
I'll drink to all of that. Yes. Give me a frap. I'll be fine. But isn't it amazing? Have you ever done your family tree? You know where you come from?
Yeah. I've attempted. It's really interesting because my mom's aunt was a genealogist. And so I do know on my mother's side very far back where... one of those families in the country who were related to George Washington, were daughters of the American Revolution, that sort of thing. Yeah. On my dad's side, however, it's a little harder to track backwards because when his family came here, they changed their name. And so that's where the beautiful horn comes from, is that they were probably musicians. That's what we tracked it in. And so most people would take their occupation as their last name.
Mm-hmm. Yep. All right.
So, yeah. Well, it's really fun, though. I love doing that. I think it's so interesting. It makes you feel connected again, doesn't it?
Right. I think that all I'm trying to point out here, without being judgmental, is that we all are connected. And so those who think that you're better, and there are plenty of people, we all know, the people who think that they're better than somebody else. I mean, just what you just said, connected to Washington. Washington and his pals were slave owners. They weren't such great human beings in terms of the standards that we might set today.
Who's the snob now, you?
Okay, 10 before the hour with DJV.
The tech show's on this month. You know, I was thinking of looking at home security systems.
Oh, cool. I'll go with you. We're looking for more home security ideas, too. That's why I called Budget Blinds.
Budget Blinds?
Look at this.
A remote for the blinds.
Yep. Motorized.
Okay. Well, that's beyond cool. I love it. But what does it have to do with home security?
Well, they also come with a timer. The blinds and drapes open themselves in the morning, close in the evening.
Oh, so it looks like somebody's home even when you're not.
Exactly. And I saved a bunch of money. Sadly, saved a bunch of money.
But you'll take the credit. My brother, the tech genius.
Back pain doesn't take vacations. It never celebrates holidays. It's on the job 24/7 to keep your life exactly where it is, in limbo. But it doesn't have to be that way, because Laser Spine Institute can help you take back your life from chronic neck and back pain. With a less than 1-inch incision, our minimally invasive procedures have provided relief to over 60,000 patients with a 97% patient satisfaction rate. So get ready to stand tall and live the life you've imagined for yourself without pain. Are you or a loved one suffering from a bulging disc, herniated disc, spinal stenosis, pinched nerve, or degenerative disc disease? Call our spine care consultants now at
855-519-BACK.
For a no-cost MRI review and to learn more, it's time to say goodbye to chronic neck and back pain.
Call 855-519-BACK now to see if laser spine surgery is right for you. That's 855-519-BACK.
What have you got to lose? Laser Spine Institute, the leader in minimally invasive spine surgery.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything, your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2, call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-945-1063. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-945-1063. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-945-1063. That's 1-800-945-1063.
Past the hour. It's Tech Talk time now. Doug Steffen, Jennifer Horn, going through some of the news from the world of technology. Facebook is in the tech news today. And also, technical talk at South by Southwest from Buzz Aldrin. So we'll get to that. And Bill Gates and his feeling about robots and all. I think there's a lot of taxes being discussed because of the Trump tax return being a lot of people's focus today. It's time for you to act. ACT, act. You have a business, you're hiring, you need good, strong people, you want the lifeblood of your company to continue with the best candidates possible, right? Right. Jennifer, say
yeah.
Right.
Absolutely right.
Right. So where do you post your job opportunities? Where do you find quality candidates? A conundrum that people have that are running small businesses, medium-sized businesses, big businesses. Everybody's got the same problem hiring the best people. How do you find them? Aha! Now, here's where I have the solution. ZipRecruiter.com/DJV. You can post your job to hundreds of job sites. You can have help finding candidates because ZipRecruiter will help you with the emails and the calls and the screening and all that stuff. You can rate the person really quickly. You find the right person, which is what you want to do. And so ZipRecruiter.com/DJV is the place to go. Why, you say, should I go to ZipRecruiter.com/DJV? Because ZipRecruiter has made an agreement with us to allow you to try it free. So you got a job posting, man, you better get right there, ZipRecruiter.com/DJV, and post it, see how it works, and find the results that you're looking for. I've used it. Jennifer's used it. Most people in business are using this now. It is the way, it's the modern way to find the right hire. Mm-hmm. ZipRecruiter.com/DJV for a free opportunity to use ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter.com/DJV. All right, so Jennifer, Facebook says that law enforcement cannot use data for surveillance. They've updated their privacy policy, probably as a result of what's gone on the last couple of weeks with WikiLeaks, wouldn't you say?
Yeah, I think that's right. Well, they also got a lot of criticism because they have the location. And I don't know if you've noticed this when you use Facebook, Doug, but when you go on, you can allow your location to be known. There's other personal information that mm-hmm. becomes part of your pictures. And that's done by a company called Geofedia. Geofedia partners with law enforcement oftentimes and aids police surveillance programs. And so last year, the ACLU released a report showing police use information that this company collected to track Black Lives Matter demonstrations mm-hmm. and protesters. So the new rules don't completely kick law enforcement off the site, but Facebook will still provide information on a case-by-case basis to help solve crimes instead of just
Why
giving them the bulk of the
information. Black Lives Matter people more than white lives
well,
matter
I think that's
people?
Well, I don't know, but I think that's what the police question. Were looking for, right? Because those, and I would imagine that's probably true because the Black Lives Matter people were more of a threat to the police at that point. They were targeting police in Dallas last summer.
Mm, yeah. All right. Buzz Aldrin, remember him? Second man to walk on the moon. He wants to go to Mars.
Why not?
He was at South by Southwest. They do everything. There's music, there's technology, all
politics,
kinds of things,
sounds,
a lot of film, politics. So he previewed a 10-minute film in which his 3D hologram takes viewers on a tour of the moon and Mars. Man, do I want to get in a line to see this. Buzz Aldrin said the film is an important tool to the selling of three decades of dreaming by those who want to and are actually going to be able to go to Mars. He envisions a sustainable settlement on Mars in which 18 people shuttle to the planet every couple of years, and then there'll be a colony of 150, and so it grows. So from Matt Damon being there all by himself to
growing potatoes
18,
in poo-poo.
Right, mm-hmm. exactly. This is a pretty ambitious plan, but a lot of people are pursuing this, like Elon Musk, Jeff Bezos. They're trying to get this thing moving. So Aldrin's Mars mission will... launch on July 20th, 2019, which is the 50th anniversary of the moon landing. The first crew will be sent to Mars on 2021. They're going to try this out, test it out. He says, I don't want to be remembered for just kicking moon dust. he says the pathway to Mars is a straight line, and that's what they call this.
What a cool guy, right?
The holograph. Yeah.
He could be resting and retiring and golfing. And
yeah, he's like 80-something. No, 81,
yeah.
I think he is.
Good for
82.
Him.
Yep, good for him.
Lifetime Graze 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com, or find us on Facebook.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.